буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме. Ой, що буде, ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме.
Ой, 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 мамуню, що то буде, що то буде, що то буде, болить мене попід груди, попід груди, попід груди.
Ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме. Ой, що буде, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме.
Ой-ой-ой. Ой, мамуню, сиваденька, 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 болить мене серединька, серединька, серединька.
Ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме. Ой, що буде, ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме.
Ой-ой-ой.
Що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме. Ой, що буде, ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме.
And from their second self-titled CD, that was none other than Tut i Tam, which means, of course, here and there. And that was Nahoraji Chorna Redka, the Black Radish. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павіна Макуарі. Дякую, що рішили прибути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette McQuarrie, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. Whether you're listening to us on AM, FM, shortwave, online or in flight or to the podcast, a very warm welcome to you. Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. We've got Natalia Buchok coming up with Ukrainian Food Flair and she'll be talking about consomme. As well, Vasil Pavlovsky will be by with Ukrainian Independence Day and music on Cultural Capsule. And later in the program, we'll have an interview with Teresa Sokirka of Canadian Idol fame. And she's going to be performing in Parksville on Vancouver Island very soon. So I'll be giving you the details on that as well. As well, we've got news with Keith Perron and other items of interest. And of course, great Ukrainian music. And coming up now, another tune from Tut i Tam from an earlier CD that they had recorded back in, I think, about 2008, and it's called Aj do Rania, and that's basically Party Until Dawn. And these two CDs, by the way, just arrived in the mail, thanks to Tut i Tam for providing them, and you'll be hearing a lot more from both in the weeks and months ahead. In the meantime, here they are now from Aj do Rania, and a tune called Ivanku. Oh, Johnny.
Bowen Arts proudly presents the 2011 Talents of Ukraine Canadian Concert Tour of the legendary Donbas Professional Dance Ensemble from Donetsk, Ukraine. Audiences across Canada, from Vancouver to Montreal and points in between, will be amazed by feature artists Inessa Timochko on violin, soloist Svetlana Sasu, winner of the Pitka Tsisek International Competition, and All-Ukraine winner Yevhen Baskin. Vancouver Center of the Performing Arts, Tuesday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now. Don't delay. Order yours today. For more information, visit bowenarts.com. Vernon and District Performing Arts Center, Wednesday, October 12th. Edmonton Jubilee Auditorium, Friday, October 14th. University of Calgary McEwen Hall, Saturday, October 15th. Regina Connexus Art Center, Sunday, October 16th. Saskatoon Art and Convention Center, Monday, October 17th. Yorkton Regional High School and Portneuf Theatre, Tuesday, October 18th. Winnipeg Pantages Playhouse Theatre, Wednesday, October 19th. Thunder Bay Community Auditorium, Thursday, October 20th. The Centrepoint Theatre in Ottawa, Monday, October 24th. Montreal Center, Tuesday, October 25th.
Oh,
brother-sister duo Anne Pleskatch and Bill Sherbichuk from Manitoba, and that's from a CD called Vachir or Evening, and Boja Boja Shtostalosya, oh dear Lord, what has happened? And before them, the Ukrainian Connection from Saskatchewan from Volume 2, More Country Old Time and Ukrainian Favorites, and that was the Saskatchewan backup band for Mickey and Bunny, incidentally, and that song was Deshota Vrodeni, Harmony in the Family. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Natalia Buchok and a taste of Galician cuisine from 1929.
Vitaimo, welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair on Nasholos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Today, Olga's recipe for consomme. To my mind, consomme is a refined version of stock. But oh, what refinement. In its apparent simplicity and unadorned glory, consommé ruthlessly puts a chef's skills to the test. There's no spices to hide behind, no cream to take up the slack, just rich flavor and crystal clear liquid, amber or gold, depending on whether we're talking about beef consommé or chicken. Making a proper consommé requires care and attention. Or, as Blind Master Poe might have said, patience, grasshopper, patience. Consommé can be served either garnished or not, but definitely piping hot, as once it begins to cool, the liquid forms a gel. Olha recommends calculating half a kilogram of meat per person, and she's right. That amount of meat will give the consommé that sought-after intense flavor. For beef consommé, she recommends using the sacral part of the beef. I'm assuming she means either the round or the sirloin, but today most chefs recommend using beef shin because it is very low in fat but very high in gristle. And although it is undesirable for most other purposes, it is ideal for the flavor of the consommé. The meat should be lean and even better if it's from an older animal. Oxtails are another option for beef consommé. For chicken consommé, a good old rooster is better than a spry young one, but good luck with ordering that from the grocery store. And don't be afraid to grind it all up, the bones, the meat, all of it, as it will get strained out at the end, but do trim off the fat. Now, Olha's instructions for making consommé are sketchy at best. I'm assuming she was such an old hand at it, or that it was such a popular concoction in her day, that detailed recipes weren't necessary. But I'm guessing that most of us haven't had a lot of exposure to consommés, so I'm adding a few of my own notes in case you decide to try making a good old-fashioned consommé on your own. You should know that a consommé is an excellent first course when you are planning a dinner of several courses. It whets the appetite because it's so rich in flavor, yet it's not filling. Rinse the ground-up meat and bones, then add cold water. Salt and add the following vegetables: approximately 2 roots of parsley, 1 carrot, 1 piece of celeriac, half a leek, 1/4 of Savoy cabbage, steamed, 1 onion with skin to give color to the broth, and 1 mushroom, preferably porcini. Some chefs recommend first roasting or sautéing the vegetables to add depth to the flavor of the consommé. Whether or not you do so, add whipped egg whites to the mix, 1 egg white for every liter of stock. Bring to a boil, then immediately turn down the heat. One of the secrets to a clear consommé is the perfect simmer. If you allow your consommé to boil, it will cloud up. So remember, don't boil, simmer. In fact, simmer for 3 to 4 hours, skimming off the foam that forms, being careful not to break it up. Strain the liquid through a sieve. Now, to further clarify the consommé, or clear up any cloudiness that may have evolved if you weren't careful and you ended up boiling it, dissolve a whipped egg white into the stock. Simmer gently for 20 minutes. The cooking egg white will trap any remaining suspended particles, both small and large, into a sort of cap. Draw off the consommé without disturbing the cap and strain the liquid through approximately 5 layers of cheesecloth. To further degrease, the consommé can be refrigerated. This will draw out any remaining fat, which can be easily skimmed off with cheesecloth. Garnish with chopped dill and green parsley. Or, to impress your guests, shave some fresh white truffles into the consommé just at the table side when you serve it. Or do you feel like drama is in order? Flame the soup with a good brandy or Calvados. Do you want to show off your hard-won skills? Then a brunoise or julienne of spring vegetables is just the ticket. This is Natalia Buchok with Food Flair on Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Thanks, Natalia. Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Pidraziak-Molnar here on Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Hello, I'm Vasily Polovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. Looking back over 25 years ago, I find it hard to believe that the events that transpired from late 1980s eventually led to the disintegration of the Soviet Union and the independence of the many republics of which it was comprised, including Ukraine. It came as a surprise to many. In the fast-moving world in which we live now, 20 years seems like ancient history and not necessarily neither modern nor contemporary. The cultural scene prior to Ukraine's declared independence on August 24, 1991, just 5 short days after the coup in Moscow, was not something that everyone had a grasp of. After all, Ukraine was behind the Iron Curtain. Though nevertheless, there was music that was creeping out to me and probably others through various channels and personal contacts. In the early winter of 1989, when I was hardly a student and working on my third degree, I made it into the executive of the Ukrainian Canadian Students Union, and at my first ever executive meeting in Toronto, I was handed a cassette from the first Червона Рута Festival, held in the fall of that same year in Chernivtsi. It was then that I got my first taste of that very first music that was coming out of what was still Soviet Ukraine. This first tape exposed me to the likes of Kumovniz and their song Subotyov. Sestrichka Vika with songs like Hanyba, Shame, and Mama Ya Durna, Mama I'm Stupid, Braty Hadyukne, and Oy Lecho, and Maria Burmaka's song Oy Nekvitne Vesno to the words of Ukrainian poet Oleksandr Oles. Prior to Ukraine's independence, I found all this to be somewhat refreshing. Much of that music was part of a renaissance of contemporary Ukrainian music, and there were many other musicians I became aware of and eventually met, some who are now very close friends of mine, like the brothers Shteng from Opalny Prince, a group which I featured a year ago on Cultural Capsule, whose video of Nash Prapor, Our Flag, got broadcast on MTV Europe on the day Ukraine declared its independence 20 short years ago. On Ukraine's 20th year of independence, particularly under the current political situation in Ukraine, I would like individuals to reflect back over the last 20-plus years, particularly that period between the fall of an empire and the development of a new independent Ukraine. As things become tougher in a contemporary Ukraine, it will be culture that carries things through. There will be artists who will try to have their say on the current politics of the nation. We should seek them out, understand them, and if viable, promote them. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Caps took a look back at some of the music of the time of Ukraine's proclamation of independence on August 24th, 1991.
Смерть вам, я не чарю.
And an artist who was very popular in Ukraine during the 1990s, as you just heard with Sel mention, and continues to be popular to this very day. That was a song called Oyna Kvitna Vesno, which was one of Maria's first songs, and it got quite a bit of airplay here on Nash Holos during the first incarnation back in the 1990s. Oyna Kvitna Vesno.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, Tymoshenko releases statement. Yanukovych meets Russian president to discuss gas deals. Ukraine to join Russian-Belarusian military exercises. I'm Keith Parron. The office of the district court has received a statement today from Yulia Tymoshenko about the offenses and the opening of a criminal case against Viktor Yanukovych and others. That was said by Tymoshenko's lawyer on Friday. According to him, the court registered this statement. Hopefully, the court will make a legal decision or at least consider this statement, he said. When asked to comment on the essence of the statement, he added, in a word, if the accusations against Tymoshenko are considered a crime, then her predecessors should be brought to trial for signing similar agreements in 2006 and 2007 and other years. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych has met with representatives of the Ukrainian World Congress. During the meeting, the parties discuss Ukraine's development and the authorities' cooperation with Ukrainians abroad. Ukrainians, both those living in Ukraine and abroad, are a big Ukrainian family that wants a better life and happiness for Ukraine. We should unite for the sake of the future of our state, said President Yanukovych. The website of the president and the Ukrainian World Congress did not name representatives of the Congress who took part in the meeting. Recently, the Russian and Ukrainian presidents met in Sochi to discuss the problems of natural gas pricing, an area of uneasiness between Kiev and Moscow. Irina Strelkov of Radio Deutsche Welle has this report.
On the agenda are acute problems which need immediate solutions. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych flew to Sochi for uneasy talks with Dmitry Medvedev on natural gas pricing.
We're going to talk about cooperation in the gas sector, a complicated yet inevitable matter. We will talk about regional cooperation and international problems. We need to think about the final resolution of the state border issue.
Gas prices have been a source of tension between Kyiv and Moscow in the past. Yanukovych voiced hope a compromise can be reached.
We have always sought and will continue to seek solutions to all issues. We have to solve it, and there is nothing else to be said.
Kyiv said earlier it was considering going to court to cancel a gas contract struck with Russia in 2009. The deal was signed by former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, who now faces charges of abuse of office. Medvedev was expected to voice his stance clearly to Yanukovych during the talks. Moscow called on Kyiv to ensure an impartial trial of Tymoshenko and stressed the gas agreements were signed in line with the two countries' legislation and international law. Ukraine believes the price it pays for Russian gas is too high. It is tied to the international oil prices, which have been rising.
Ukraine just simply doesn't have the money to pay for it. So Yanukovych will probably suggest other things, such as allowing more Russian warships in Sevastopol, which is legally the territory of Ukraine. Allowing some other things that do not require financial expense on the Ukrainian side.
The Black Sea fleet based in the Crimea is a sensitive issue for Russia. Moscow needs Ukraine's accord to be able to renovate the fleet and send more ships there.
Viktor Yanukovych and Dmitry Medvedev discussed trade and economic cooperation and joint projects. The visit is viewed as a logical continuation of the frank and trustworthy dialogue which exists between the two heads of state.
That was Irina Strelkov of Radio Deutsche Welle. Russian Armed Forces General Staff Chief General Nikolai Markov has said that this year Ukraine will for the first time participate in the Russian-Belarusian military exercises Union Shield 2011. The Russian-Belarusian military drills, known as Union Shield 2011, will take place from September 16th until September 22nd and will involve some 12,000 servicemen from the three countries, as well as 50 airplanes and helicopters and 200 units of military hardware, including 100 tanks. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
The Toronto Ukrainian Festival is North America's largest Ukrainian street festival, and this year it's celebrating its 15th anniversary, along with the 120th year of Ukrainian settlement in Canada. Festivities take place from Friday till Sunday, September 16th till 18th, with performers from coast to coast as well as international locales. There will be a sidewalk sale, concerts, film fest, kiosks, children's midway, pavilions, food, refreshment gardens, and a festival parade on Saturday morning. This year's festival marshal is Eugene Milnick, owner of the Ottawa Senators NHL hockey team. Headline performers are Mandrev from Kyiv, Ukraine, and the Verkhovena Ensemble from Edmonton, Alberta, performing The Letter. Don't miss this exciting family experience, Toronto's 15th annual Ukrainian Festival in the Bloor West Village, September 16th till 18th. For details, visit www.ukrainianfestival.com or call the festival hotline, 416-410-9965.
PCJ Radio would like to make you a winner. PCJ Radio is giving away three Texan 920 WorldBand receivers to three lucky winners in June, July, and August. In September, we are having a grand giveaway of a brand new Sanjen ATS 909X worth $399 to one lucky winner. To enter, let us know how you heard this program with the date and time, and answer the following very simple question. What does radio mean to you? You can send your entries to ats909x@gmail.com. Again, that's ats909x@gmail.com. If you wish to enter by snail mail and receive a small thank you gift for entering, you can find our postal address at www.pcjmedia.com. Winners will be announced on a monthly basis on Media Network Plus. So, good luck!
Тиша навкруги, сплять в росі луги, тільки ти і я, і ясна зоря. Розкажи мені, розкажи, любиш ти чи ні, і в очах сія.
next, Teresa Sekirka joins us to talk about her Canadian Idol experience back in 2004 and her musical career since then, as well as a little bit about why she's going to be in Parksville very shortly for a live performance. I caught up with her on Skype last week.
Teresa Sekirka is known to many Canadians as a Canadian Idol star, and we'll get back to that, but I just want to go on record now as saying that the Ukrainian-Canadian community has first dibs on you, Teresa. We definitely claim you as one of our own.
Well, that's perfectly fine with me.
So congratulations on your musical success, and, you know, I have to say that the community, Ukrainian community really is where you started, though. It's, I mean, we spawned you, and we sent you off to the world, where you're doing wonderful things musically. So so let's just start with that. First of all, welcome to Nash Holos.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us here. I first learned about you, and I heard you sing a solo on this album, and I said, this girl is going to go somewhere. This was years back when I got the album by Lestilka Ukrainian Choir and Orchestra, and you sang Verbovaya.
Soshchichka.
That's right. And you were very young, though, when you first sang that song.
Yeah, I think I started singing that solo when I was about 18 years old, and I guess it was, well, the director of the choir, Larry Klapushchuk, was just such an inspiration to me and kind of the reason I went into music. And that specific solo was really touching for me to do because it was in Bile Holos and it was such a traditional Ukrainian voice. And I never really thought that I had it in me, but Larry really believed in me. So it was it's one of my favorite songs to sing. It's so beautiful.
It is. Now, you come from a very musical family because your sister is also involved in, her voice is on very many recordings as well of Ukrainian folk songs.
Right, with the trio Voloshka. Right? She has about 5 albums with them, so it's a whole lot of recording that they did while they were together. You know?
Yeah. And so your parents are musical as well? I mean, your whole family is musical.
Yeah, my father plays the accordion. He's pretty accomplished. He doesn't really practice much anymore, but he'll be playing with me at the show in Parksville. And my father's brother, Michael, is an unbelievable musician as well, and who's the guy who sort of organized this whole show for me. And I grew up playing violin, and my sister Christina grew up playing the flute, and Elaine, she played the trumpet. Music was always a humongous part of our life. And when it wasn't music, then it was Ukrainian dancing or anything Ukrainian. My parents really forced it upon us, and I'm so glad that they did, because I realize now in my later life how much I really appreciate those days.
So you grew up in this musical atmosphere. When did you decide to study music?
Well, I had finished a year in arts and science at the University of Saskatchewan with the intent to go into nursing, because my mother's a nurse and I kind of have the nursing gene in me. Like, I love to care for people. My sister is also a home care employee as well, and we're all very caring people, and that was something that I thought maybe I would like to do in my life. And I finished a year of arts and science and realized that it wasn't really where my head was at, and so I kind of did some research of smaller community colleges around Canada and sort of thought, this is the only time I'm really happy, you know, when I'm playing music. And I love playing the violin, so at that point I was just singing in the folk choir, and I had just been in a musical, so I was sort of involved in musicals, and I really thought that maybe I'd like to be in a theater program or something. And I started taking, actually, I was studying classical voice, which was so the opposite of what I'm doing now, but I started with a minor in violin and was studying German Lieder and Italian arias, and it was just like, wow, this is maybe not where I should be headed, you know? So once my first year, the first semester even, went by studying all this classical music, I love it, and it's beautiful, and it totally taught me how to sing, but it wasn't really where my heart was at, so I started getting more into the contemporary side of music and started learning all about jazz, and then just got addicted to that for the next year and a half, and then that's sort of what Like, I just adored Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday and Sarah Vaughan and all of these unbelievable singers. And I felt like that's sort of where I wanted to head. And so I studied jazz for a couple of years and then tried to make it as a jazz singer, playing here and there. But when I really started to make it my life was after Canadian Idol, for sure. Because I had other full-time jobs and things like that I was, you know, you have to make money sometimes. But then Canadian Idol came around and it was like, oh my God, this is a possibility. This might not be so far-fetched for this to be my life, which I was so glad to, I feel so honored to say that I can do this for my life. It's pretty awesome.
Well, that was really, that was an exciting thing. It was exciting for many people in the Ukrainian community. Hey, there's a Nasha on there, and she is kick, well, kick butt. This is a family show, got to watch my language. Yes, so how did the whole Canadian Idol thing start?
I was really, because like I said, I was really into the jazz side of things. I sort of thought when, you know, the first season happened and my friends in Edmonton were just saying, oh, Teresa, next year you got to do this, you know, like, just do it. And I was like, oh, no, I'm kind of more into jazz, you know, like, that's where I'm headed. And I want to study this and get it right. And then I was living in Edmonton at the time. And then I was kind of forced to move back to Saskatoon because I kind of got sick with a stomach problem and I ended up moving back in with my parents. And I was 22 at the time. It was like, oh man, moving back in with the parents, you know, no, this can't be happening.
Oh.
But my sister was the one who really pushed me to try out for Canadian Idol. And I tried out. It was a radio show that said that, like, the winner of this radio show would jump the line to see the celebrity judge of the Canadian Idol. And I sort of said, like, I'm not going to be camping out in March in Saskatchewan to, you know, line up for this show that I don't even know what it's about, you know? Like, I had never seen the show. I had no idea what to think. And I was like this freaked out jazz singer that didn't know what had hit her. But my sister forced me to go out to that radio show, and then I ended up winning it. And
wow,
I didn't have to stand in line or go through all of the crazy hoops that you have to jump through to see the celebrity judges, because not all 9,000 people who tried out that year got to see the celebrity judges. So there's a lot of different screening, and which I had no idea it even happened. I didn't really know. Because I won that radio show, it was a huge opportunity. It changed my life. It honestly did.
Huh. And so in 2004, then you were the first runner-up, and
that's right.
Yeah, and congratulations on that. You know, everybody was so excited, and yeah, fortunately, there are lots of clips on YouTube. So, so in retrospect, get some of that excitement. But it was exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah,
I feel so honored to have gone through something so insane, and it was just meeting so many wonderful people and just having the opportunity to create a life in music was just,
yeah,
it was unbelievable to me.
So from Canadian Idol then, you were able to get contracts, and you've recorded several CDs now.
Yeah, well, my first album, I did it completely independently, and I sort of wanted to strike while the iron was hot, and I wanted to do all of those Idol songs because, you know, it was important for me to sing them because they, you know, gained me so much popularity.
Mm-hmm.
And so my first album was an album full of jazz standards and a bunch of those Canadian Idol songs. And I released it independently, and CTV helped me a lot to promote it, and it ended up going gold in Canada, which is like unheard
of. Wow,
yeah.
Congratulations. That is fabulous.
Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, that was like 6 years ago, but I definitely, it created a nice nest egg for me to be able to have a career. And then with my second record, I ended up signing with Maple Music and a good run with them, but I'm currently independent again, and I think that's the way that I need to be. The music business has changed so much since Canadian Idol, like that's 7 years ago, and it's just so much more available as an independent artist, and you know, with all of the social media and things that have changed, and you know, you're not really selling units of CDs anymore, it's all digital, or else people are just downloading it, which is pretty awful, but It's just a way, it's so easy to get yourself out there. And I think it kind of, it works for me. Like some days I wish I had someone lighting a fire under my butt, but it's still nice to feel like you're completely attached to it, and it's you know, you're not like getting people to do all of these jobs for you, you know?
Yeah.
You feel like you're invested in it entirely.
Yeah, and it is that's
cool.
Yeah, and then it makes it easier to engage with your audience that way. It makes it more genuine. And
absolutely.
So for them, it's just more of a it's a deeper experience, I guess, and there's just that much more bonding going on with your fan base.
Definitely.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now, you're coming to Parksville in September.
That's right. Yeah, my aunt and uncle live in Parksville with their two kids, and my grandparents live in Nanaimo, and my two other uncles as well live in Nanaimo. And we're having a big family reunion the whole week, so I do the show, and then we go fishing and golfing and all sorts of cool stuff.
Well, really looking forward to having you out here. It's great to know that you visit often, so hopefully we can talk again and keep tabs on your musical career. And you have... You've released Ukrainian Roots, and that was...
Just December.
Yeah, coming up to a year then. And do you have any plans to release another Ukrainian album?
Well, I'm planning on going to Ukraine next summer. I would like to do a lot of unknown songs and perhaps do some research once I'm in Ukraine on some composers, and maybe even if I can get to study with someone like Viryoka or something like that, and really... I don't know. I want to take my time with the next one. And I mean, not that I didn't take my time with this one. It took me like 4 months to make. But I just really want to take my time and research what songs I want to do. But maybe, you know, like maybe in the next 2 years I'll have another one. We'll see. I have to get another original record out because I have about 19 songs that I've been working on. So it's time to get those ones all recorded.
Okay. So the album that you're working on now, is it jazz?
No, the album that I'll start recording here in Montreal will be a bunch of original songs that I've written. So they need to be recorded. It's about time.
Aha, great. Well, good luck, and definitely keep us posted with the progress of your Ukrainian recording.
I will.
And any concerts especially. And next time you come out to the coast again, let us know.
Oh, I for surely will. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming on Nash Holis and talking with us. Yes. And look forward to seeing you in Parksville.
And Teresa Zakirka will be performing live in Parksville on Saturday, September 10th at the Parksville Conference Center. That's 132 East Jensen Avenue in Parksville. And there will also be a silent auction, rather, with the art of Peter Shostak and Faye St. Marie and others, as well a performance by the Vysna Ukrainian dancers. So a very exciting program in Parksville on September the 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. To book your tickets, call 250-585-5293. Again, for tickets to see Teresa Zakirka live in Parksville, that number is 250-585-5293. See you there. You're listening to Nash Holis Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
No.
And that was an 18-year-old Teresa Sekirka you heard singing Verbovaya Doshchichka, which means the willow board. And that is from a CD called Stepom, Across the Steps, when she was a member of the Listilka Ukrainian Orthodox Choir and Orchestra. And earlier you heard a tune from her most recently released Ukrainian CD called Ukrainian Roots, and that was called Tisha Navkruhe, Silence All Around. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, and online at am1320.com. In Nanaimo on the PCJ Network Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on 101.7 FM or online at chly.ca. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on AM, FM, and shortwave radio on the PCJ Radio Network in over 28 countries. Podcasts are available at nashholos.com as well as at pcjmedia.com and on iTunes. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. Дітей у роботі не підганай, а до школи посилай. And our proverb of the week translates as send your children to school, not to work. Well, that just about wraps up our program for another week here on Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio. So, taking us to the end of our show, the female beat from their CD, Sealed with a Kiss, and the Sapphire Polka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.